What's up, y'all? This your girl Samantha, and it's my podcast, Naturalize. Where do we start? Welcome back. I feel like I need to reintroduce myself. It's been so long. I can't even really remember the last time we talked. I know it was around sometime last year, and right now it is. Was it around this time last year? No, I think it was maybe like October-ish, the last time we talked. But it's been a minute. It's been a minute. And it's not been by choice. But allow me to reintroduce myself because it's been a while. So I'm Samantha Jo. I am the creator of Be You Black Girl. And I'm also the host of Naturalized Podcast, where I basically show you what this walk with Christ actually looks like, living in authenticity and overcoming the things that people thought was impossible, and that maybe you've been taught to believe that's true about Christianity or Christ himself, you know, and maybe you didn't fit the description of what people said he was to you, and maybe you didn't have it all together like they made you feel like you should have. And so here I am. Started this amazing podcast to just basically show you what it takes to be a follower and a disciple of Christ, living in your true self, knowing that God doesn't qualify the call. Call the qualified. He qualifies the call. I'm sorry. And also, I just want you to know that there's no better time than now than to start and get serious with God, because even when you're a mess, he takes broken pieces and creates masterpieces. So here I am. I am a little rusty, but I'm me. And yeah, here I am. I don't really know what else to say. And I don't really know what else to say because a part of me, for real, if I'm going to be real, which I'm going to be, because y'all know this is what we do on this podcast, it's been a bit hard to get back into the podcast. Mind you, I just got the green light for real a few weeks ago to shoot this season of the podcast. So this is kind of like a reintroductory, and also just to catch up on where we left off and where I am right now. Because as I've told you, if you are new here and, you know, this is your first time or first few times chiming in or whatever, then you know that this podcast is not something that I'm just doing. Is something that is orchestrated and led by the Holy Spirit, which means there's going to become points here where you might hear from me. There are going to be points where you don't hear from me, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not serious about the podcast and the things that God has told me I'm responsible for. I am just being led by the Holy Spirit, which means I'm not going to get up here and just be talking unless I've been given the green light to do so, because I feel like that's one of the narratives I'm trying to change, for people to believe that, you know, God can sometimes have you doing a multitude of things at one time. And sometimes he's going to require you to stop some things and pause some things and quit some things and start some new things. And you have to be okay with that, because I think we, hold on, let me fix this camera. Because I feel like we as like believers and stuff like have been conditioned to believe that once God shows us something about ourselves, that's the only thing he desires for us to do. Or if it's going really good, oh God, I can't stop doing that, because if I stop right now, maybe, you know, they'll forget about me, or whatever the case may be. Maybe my hard work won't actually pay off or whatever. But that's not necessarily true. There are so many things that God is going to do in your life that's going to come various ways. So you'll see how B connected to E and E connected to G. Like, it's not always going to be A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Like, but there will be a correlation. So you have to be okay with God using you for a multitude of things. And you also have to be okay with God pausing certain things in your life that maybe you don't want him to pause. But if you trust the pause, then, you know, you'll be able to see what all he was doing in the midst of that pause. So that's just a little spiel of why I've been absent, which most people know, because if you've been here, then you know this is not my norm. I mean, this is not abnormal for me. This is my norm. I will go ghost and it's not by choice. It's just simply some things God allows me to teach you as I'm being taught. Other things God allows me to go learn first and then get up here and teach once I'm done learning what he was teaching me. So that's what this season is. This season, if you haven't noticed, your girl is divorced. Hallelujah. Oh my gosh. And I wanted to start off with saying I had a total different introductory because maybe I don't know. I'm still determining whether this would just be a slight reintroductory to what season I'm in and what we got going on, and just to catch up, you know, and just let y'all know I'm still here. I'm still passionate. I'm still pursuing. I've just been doing what God's called me to do, and the podcast has been on hold because I had to learn the things that I'm about to teach you in this season of my life. But it's good. It's good, and I just want you to know your girl made it out and I survived. And there were so many parts in my life in these past couple of years where I didn't think I would. And I didn't think I would because sometimes, truthfully, if I'm going to be real, I just don't agree with how God chooses to use me. And I'm going to just be real. And we're going to get into so much in this season. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a lot of marriage stuff. And I'm trying to prepare myself for it because I think people think because I'm a disciple and that I do it so well that I don't have challenges and that this isn't hard for me. I have my moments, okay, because I'm literally up here all the time telling my business. And it's telling my business, but it's not telling my business because I feel like if you can live it, then why not talk about it? You know what I'm saying? Especially if you know God is using you. Now, I could see why you might not want to be up here telling your business if you dibbing and dabbing in some stuff that you might have assigned to yourself that you know you ain't got no business in. I could understand that because then it's like, girl, you don't want to hear the comments. You don't want to hear the hearsay and all of this and all of that. But I just feel like, you know, this is what being a true disciple is. And I know it is. And God told me that years ago where he was going to use me to show people what this walk with Christ looks like and how everybody admires me for my strengths and that he was using none of my strengths, only my weaknesses. And this is the side of me that's weak, and that he was going to teach people through my weaknesses what it looks like to truly pursue Christ. And how do you know your weaknesses if you're not exposed to them? So this is hard for me sometimes because I'm getting up here telling the life that I'm living, which means I have to expose not only the things that I've learned, but the things that I've had to go through. And I also have to express the emotions that I had to feel behind the things that I went through. But also I have to be okay with the world knowing that as well. And sometimes, yes, I live in authenticity, and yes, I live bold and out loud, and I don't care who knows about me because I ultimately do not care what people think about me. And I love that for me because I know who I am and I know whose I am. And when you know who you are in Christ, nobody can deter you from that. Nobody can make you feel like what they say is true. Now, there's a difference in criticism. Don't get me wrong. However, people's perception of me do not shape my identity because my Father has already revealed to me my identity, and I live in it every single day. So I'm just simply being myself. But again, it goes back to I'm human, and sometimes this is not easy as it looks, and sometimes it's not as easy as it seems. I know I do it well because I ultimately just want to be who God has called me to be. And so I'm going to do whatever that looks like, whether it's easy, hard, happy, sad, mad, whatever the case may be. So I'm here. And I'm actually in a good mood today, actually. I know this is a little different for us because, you know, like the background and woo-doo-woo, y'all so used to me sitting on my couch. It's like girl talk, woo-doo-woo, blah, blah, blah. We're going to get back to that very, 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 very soon. But right now I'm utilizing the library because all you have is all you need. And that's another thing that I teach on this podcast. You don't need everything to start what God has already told you to start. If he's telling you to start it right now, that just simply means you have what it takes to get going. Now, we choose to drag our feet, which I have done. I'm not going to hold you. I didn't really want to talk about this season of my life. And I didn't want to talk about this season of my life because I think living it was hard enough. And I'm not in it anymore, and I don't want to relive it. But the good part about it is I'm on the other side. I am divorced. But it also, you know, I mean, I didn't necessarily want to talk about it. So I've been dragging my feet a little bit because I got the green light literally a month ago. Because today is October the 1st. I got the green light the day I went to court for divorce. And I've dragged my feet for a month because it's hard. Like, my friends know this side, of course, because shout out to my friends, bro. My friends is, outside of God, my friends is the only reason why I survived. And I'm talking about survived, meaning not physically, because that's who I am. If you know me, and you, trust me, I've been a mama since I was 16, like, graduated honors, you know, went to nursing school, pregnant with my third kid, already had two, and like, I've done so many great things, you know, started an amazing business, like, all of these amazing things, you know, the creator Be You Black Girl, like, all of these things, but the thing I'm talking about that I survived is my walk with Christ, because sometimes I'm not okay with how God chooses to use me, and so if I wouldn't have had my friends who are also, some are further than others. Some haven't started, but are eager to. Followers of Christ, you know. So I had that community where I was able to survive this walk with Christ, meaning not fall off because I didn't agree with how God chose to use me in this previous season of my life. And so I'm just happy I survived, and I'm thankful for my friends, and I'm thankful for the calling and things that they have on their life as well, because it makes it easier for you to continue to do what you're doing when you're surrounded amongst people who understand and are doing the things that God has told them to do, and they're familiar with the walk. So shout out to my friends in this season of my life, because your girl wouldn't have survived. I wouldn't have made it through all the days of venting, all the days of crying, all the days of not knowing what to do, all the days of impatientness, all the days of eager to get where I'm trying to go, all the days of trying to convince myself that none of this is wasted. All of my friends have been amazing and have played some form of factor into me surviving up until this point. So it's been amazing. And I know, like I said, all my friends knew what I was going through, because I'm just not a person that I pretended for years. If this is like a reintroductory, in case some of y'all are new, and I'm going to explain a little bit why I'm doing this as well in a few. But if you're new, then you know, like, I suffered in silence for 8 years in a relationship with my younger three, their kids. Well, before summer, because y'all know I had a baby when I was married. But my younger three boys, their dad, I was with their dad for 8 years, pretending to be happy when I was simply miserable in the inside. And nobody knew. Nobody knew to come and save me, because I pretended so well. And I was so strong externally, but broken inside, that even if I appeared to be going through something, I handled it with such grace and such, with so much like effort and, oh, don't let them see you sweat type of thing, that nobody would have known to even ask me if I was okay, because I did it so well. So I pretended all those years, you know, and I suffered inside, knowing that my whole life, the past 8 years, had been a lie. I had already knew long time ago it was time to leave that thing alone. I had knew a long time ago that it was time to go, but I just simply made a decision to stay because it was easier to pretend than to live in my reality. So, because when you live in your reality, reality does not consist of people, places, and things that delusional, like in where delusion does. So my friends knew what I was going through, while I was dealing with my marriage, the separation, and now the divorce, because I knew that although God had not given me the green light to talk about it with the podcast, I was not about to suffer in silence, because I knew I was going to need support during, in the middle, and after, you know, this part of my life was over. And so I was able to be real with all of my friends and call them and let them know this marriage is not going the way I thought. And I want to say thought, yes, thought, but also hope. And I just want everyone to know that I'm not okay, but I will be. Because when people don't know you're not okay, they don't know to come and check on you. They don't know to see about you, especially somebody like myself. Because like I was telling y'all, I am just a strong person. There's literally nothing I can't do that I want to do. If I say I'm going to do it, then I'm going to do it. So that is a good thing about me. If I say I'm going to pursue something, I'm going to pursue it. If I say I'm going to be there for you, I'm going to be there for you. And that's one of my strong attributes. And my friends will tell you the same thing. Samantha is one of the only people that I know. I don't know why they're doing that. Is one of the only people that I know that will do everything she says she's going to do. I don't necessarily know why the screen is going darker. But again, I'm not, if you're new here too, and if you're not, then you also know this is not a perfect podcast, nor do I ever want to reach that point where my podcast is set up to look quote unquote perfect. Because this is what it looks like to do what God has called you to do. You're going to have, you're going to have uh-ohs. You're going to have lighting issues. You're going to have all type of problems. And this is what that looks like. So right now the camera is recording, but I look 30 shades darker. So the lighting is not the best, but just don't miss the message. So I'm scratching my back. My back is itching. But anyway, I pretended all those years, and I didn't want to live this part of my life pretending. So all of my friends knew what I was going through and have been so supportive. So I appreciate them so very much. Shout out to Kayla. That's been my dog, bro. I say it all the time. Kayla is literally the sister that I've never had. And she's also the sister in Christ that I'm so thankful for, because she's familiar with the walk. She's doing the work. And not even just that, but we literally live the same life in two different font styles. We say that all the time, and it's so funny. We have plans, actually, to shoot our own series of the podcast, because she has a ministry called She Believes. And then if you know, I have BU Black Girl as well outside of this podcast. So we do desire to get that on the books before December. That's something. But and then so all the good things I know y'all have previously heard me say about Kayla, you'll get to meet her firsthand, and you'll get to see the things that I'm talking about, the light that shines so bright every day, and the support that just shows up for me all the time, no matter what, you know, condition I'm in or what circumstance presents itself. So I'm excited for that as well. This is just me letting you all know that I'm still here. I'm still passionate. I'm still doing what God's called me to do. It's been hard to come to the reality that the thing I thought God was going to use me for did not produce the way that I thought it was, but it produced something that I stand now in gratitude for. Because no, I did not sign up for divorce. No, I did not want that to be my story. No, I did not deserve that. No, I did not choose that. It chose me. And as we continue to go on throughout this season of my life where, you know, we're having these hard talks and opening up the floor for people to see all the things that God does through various things, especially marriage, oh my Lord. I'm just praying, you know, that it does what it's doing for me right now to other people. I didn't enjoy going through it. I wouldn't have chose it myself. I wouldn't have signed up for something if I knew the outcome was going to be the outcome that it is right now. However, again, you don't get to choose how God uses you. And when you limit how God uses you, then God really can't use you. Because we say all the time, oh, I want to be used by God, but. And God is like, if you want to be used by me, there's no buts. Because if my love for you is unconditional, then your ability to want to be a disciple should be unconditional as well. If you trust me the way you say that you trust me, and you love me the way that you love me, you say that you love me, and you want me to use you for my glory, then that just simply means you don't get to choose how that happens. So I do desire to have all of this together when I come back. Like I said, it's new. I have not been here in a minute, and I've drugged my feet long enough. It's been a month, because I was okay with my friends knowing the side that I've been living in, you know. However, it's different when the world knows. I'm not shameful. I'm not scared. I'm not nervous. I'm not none of that. I just know that this is something that God has to use me for. But even like I said, like, it's not always easy. Even when you're on the other side, sometimes it's just not always easy. And that's why I've drugged my feet a little bit, because it's like, okay, cool. I don't necessarily want to talk about it. And I don't want to talk about it because I just don't want to talk about it. I lived it long enough, okay? Like I said that earlier, but that's really real. And I'm going to work on my ums. We talked about that, I think, some seasons ago. I always say, if y'all been here, I just pray everybody that was rocking with me before, because I always read the reviews on Apple Podcasts, and it was a girl in particular. Shout out to you. I can't remember your name, and I can't remember your comment exactly, but if you're listening, I appreciate you so much, because last season of my life, when I was going through what I was going through, I was having to constantly stay in a place of humility, because I was having to trust that God had not ended something that I felt like I had really just begun, for real. Like, yeah, I started this podcast, what, back in 2021. Dang, that's crazy. I got saved back in 2021. So if I didn't start the podcast, I can't remember if I started the podcast I think I did. While I was in massage school, that's when I started the podcast. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, 2021. I was going to say 2022, but nah, it was 2021. Because my grandma was dying, so 2021. But so I'm really just like getting started for real, because as soon as I started the podcast, I got saved, and it was like we was doing so much at one time. Then I started the brand. It was just like God had his hand in a lot of stuff at that time frame. And so I felt like a few years ago my podcast was really taking off, because my brand was really taking off. Like, my brand was selling out like crazy. And then God called me to marriage, and it was like, we're going to pause that. I just gave you it was so sucky, because I felt like God had just given me a taste of how sweet it's going to be for me with that brand. And I felt like he exposed me to just a glimpse of what it looks like. And I felt like, oh my God, I cannot believe that it was getting so good, and then you rerouted me over here, and then you rerouted me over here to something that ultimately did not end up working the way that I thought it was going to work. And it's been rough some days, because, you know, here I am hyped about my podcast, hyped about my brand, and I'm going through this season of my life where I'm having a hard time trusting that God will lead me back and put me back where I desire to be. So, you know, during those moments, I would go through the Apple Podcast reviews and I would read them, because it was so heartwarming to feel and to see what God was doing in me and how he was choosing to use me for people that I may never meet but have inspired, people I may never know but have literally pulled them out of the pit. From me being honest about my own life and about what this walk looks like. And it was a girl, I cannot remember her name, but she was like, sometimes I get up here just to see if she's posted, because this podcast has like helped me so much, and it's been a while like since she's posted. So sometimes I just check in to see if she posted anything or whatever. And that just was, that just let me know during that time of my life that whoever God desires to use you for, you won't miss. You won't miss, because here this girl was checking in on a podcast to see if I posted anything recently so that she could listen or whatever. And here I am thinking like, well, dang, people are going to forget about me. People are going to forget all the hard work that I've done. People are going to forget, you know, the mission behind what I'm doing. Because it's not about me. I don't care to be known. It comes with a calling. Think about like the disciples. The 12 disciples were known. Hey, you a follower of Christ? Hey, won't you? Like, think about like when Peter was denying Jesus. He was like, won't you rolling with him? Like, won't that your dog? Like, wasn't you? And he like, nah, I ain't know him. I say that to say like, I don't desire to be known, but I just know the mission and the things that God is using me for. That just comes with the territory. It comes with it. But I was just like, God, like, people are going to forget what I'm doing. People are going to think, like, this is what, you know, like, I don't want people to confuse lukewarm with God stopping and starting stuff. So I'm like, you ain't allowing me to give them no updates. But when you think about it, there's going to be some seasons in your life where God is silent. And do you still trust him to be the God that you say you trust him to be? Are you still going to do the things that you know he's told you to do? Are you going to be working diligently until he comes back? Because if you know God never leaves you nor forsakes you, then he will be back in another season of your life. So what are you going to do when he's not there and doing what you want him to do? It's the same thing. I was like, God, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. But that's not true, because those who understand how this walk works and those who are truly eager about becoming who God has called them to be, they'll find you. And when you know that you're pursuing Christ and you're doing what God's called you to do, living out your purpose, you don't have to chase nothing. It chases you. That's why I tell y'all my saying all the time. Don't none of y'all put it on a t-shirt or you going to jail, because that's my slogan. That's something that I came up with. When you in purpose, you don't have to chase the bag chase you. I don't have to chase anything. I don't have to run after nothing. I can trust and believe that all the things that God desires for me to have and be a part of are in my reach. I just have to wait for the right timing, and I just have to steward well over the time that, you know, God has given me in this season, so that when I get there, I'm very well equipped. So I'm just grateful for your comment, because your comment and a multitude of other comments, oh my God. And it was just so beautiful, because it was all the way back from when I first started the podcast. And I was just like, God, you're so good. Because here I am in the season of my life where I'm going through something God is asking me to go through, but he's also equipping me for something that if I don't take this route, I'm not going to be equipped. You know how like sometimes we'd be like, I'm going to go to school to be a nurse. So I'm going to go take this course. I'm going to take that course. I'm going to take this course. I'm going to take that course. Like, you really feel like that's the route you should go. And God is like, no, I'm actually going to have you fail a course. And then you're going to have to go to a night class, because there's some people in there that I want you to meet. And then you're going to go to another day class, and then you're going to pass that one. But then the next one you're going to fail. It's like that. But when you see it and you get to the end goal, you'd be like, oh my God, here I was thinking I was going in this straight line trying to get to this end goal. But God had me kind of like going back and forth, but it ended up not being out of order. It just wasn't in the order that I desired for it to be. However, I saw, ouch, I just bit the side of my lip. Sorry, y'all. Side of my mouth. I was able to see how God was doing what he was doing now that I'm on the other side. So, you know, detours are not dead ends. Sometimes God got to detour your plans to use you in ways that will better equip you for where you're trying to go. So that's been another thing. And it's just been amazing to read the comments, to see how people have been rocking with me for so long. And I'm just appreciative, and I'm just at all of what God is doing in my life, although it has not been easy. Okay. If I had to choose to do it all over again, I would do it all over again, even if I had to endure what I had to endure and I had to go through what I had to go through, because I know I was being obedient to the Holy Spirit the entire time. And God is not an outcome kind of God. So when I say that, I say that to reference the fact that sometimes we might think, for instance, I got married. God told me to marry the person that I married. I don't desire to call him my ex-husband, because that's just not a title that I want to give somebody. We were married. Okay, cool. If anything, I would say his name or my former partner. That's what I would say. Yes. I just don't want to use the word ex-husband. That's just not, I mean, that's what he is. Don't get me wrong. I'm not shameful. Like, if anybody ever asked me, have you been married? The answer is yes. I'm divorced. I was married. Woo, blah, blah, blah. But I just don't want to, like, I told my friends that. My friends know. Hold on. Let me try to put my phone up. Sorry, y'all. Like I said, the next time. Next time we gonna have this together. But my friends know we don't call him my ex-husband. We don't say that. I just say his name when I'm referencing something. So I say all of that to say that when God was using me to marry this my former partner or whatever, I heard his voice in that. However, even though I was obedient to doing what God had called me to do through the marriage, it did not produce a lifelong marriage, which means it didn't last for the duration of my entire life. Typically, you know, when you get married, you only want to do it once, give or take. Some of us are going to do it a couple of times. Mind you, I'm going to do it again because I'm going to get married again. But that's later down the line. But anyway, but I just say that to say, like, you have those hopes that when you do get married, that's going to be your lifelong partner. So when that did not happen for me, I was just like, okay. But because sometimes when things do not work out the way you thought, the devil will try to convince you that you never heard God the first time. Like, you never heard him in it anyway. Because if the God you say you serve is so loving and so kind and so gracious and wants and honors marriage and honors these things, blah, 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 why would he allow the divorce to happen? So the devil will play on your thoughts because he'll try to convince you that God is an outcome kind of God when God is not an outcome kind of God. God will use you for something that does not produce what you wanted it to produce, but it produced what God needed it to produce so that you could go out and live the purpose that he's called you to live. For instance, I always give this example too when I'm talking about marriage and how mine didn't work out. God can have you, God is not an outcome kind of God. So God can have you go apologize to somebody and you go to that person and you say, I'm sorry that, you know, I hurt your feelings. And they say, no, I'll never forgive you. I will never forgive you. So, and you'll be like, well, God, why did you tell me to go apologize to them? And you knew that they was going to say they wasn't going to forgive me. The obedience is in what God tells you to do. It's not in the outcome. So just because they didn't forgive you and they didn't decide to rekindle or move along or whatever the case may be, doesn't mean that God never told you to go do what he told you to do. Same with me. I heard God's voice when it was time for me to marry. However, it just did not produce the results that I was hoping that it produced. But I say that to say, don't limit the way you allow God to use you, because when you limit the way God allows you to be used, you end up missing components that you need in order for you to get the best out of this life, the best out of your purpose. You know, like there's levels to this. There's good, there's great, and there's God's best. And you ultimately get to choose what level you want to live on by being obedient and doing what God has called you to do and allowing him to use you without limiting him to what you feel he should use you for. So I'm excited to be back. I'm here to, you know, talk about the things that I went through, but not talk about the things that I just went through. It's the lesson behind the things that I went through. It's the biblical principles that I am now going to be able to teach other people so that when God sets you up for something such as this, and it's not just marital principles, it's other principles as well that coincide with you being single, with you being married, with you being in your career, with you being a mother, with you being a father, whatever the case may be. Those are the things that, you know, I'm going to be teaching over the course of time. Am I excited? Absolutely. Because I've been making plans Oh yeah, baby, I've been making plans for you. Okay, so I have a lot actually in store for this podcast, because when God gave me that green light, I know I delayed my feet a little bit, but I was like, it's go time. I've sat out long enough. I'm ready, and I'm excited for what this podcast has to offer. I've literally been divorced for a month and a couple of days, because today is the first. I got divorced August the 26th. Now, the divorce, we gonna get there. But I am divorced, and I'm excited for the season of my life, because not only am I single, I'm not dating, by the way. That's another podcast topic as well. But no, I'm not dating. Because if you listen to the previous episodes, the last season that I shot, you know, in the state that I reside in, which is North Carolina, you have to be separated, living in two different addresses for 1 year and 1 day before you can file for a divorce. So although I have only been divorced for 1 month and some days, I have been divorced like in the physical for over a year now, because I have not resided with my ex-partner for over a year. So I was in my waiting season, where I was waiting for the divorce to be, you know, processed and all that good stuff. So yes, I'm single, but no, I'm not dating. I actually don't have a desire right now to date. I don't want to even think about the word date. Just not because I'm not interested in other people, but I'm just simply living in a season where I'm relearning who I am, but also embracing the fact that I don't have, oh my God, I love it so much. Love it so much. I'm also embracing the fact that I don't have to be responsible for anybody else's feelings, and their warfare. Hallelujah. That's probably the best part. I'm not even worried about the feeling aspect, for real, because okay, I'm very compassionate. I'm very cool, blah, blah, blah. I'm very, open and all of that. It's the warfare. Oh, my gosh. Will not miss it whatsoever. We'll get into that as well when I'm referencing. But I'm not in covenant anymore, which means nobody else's sin belongs to me. I'm so glad. And that, oh, my gosh, that by itself can preach. But anyway, so I'm excited in this season because I'm single, which means I don't have the, I don't have to worry about anybody else's feelings. I also can focus on myself and the things that I'm excited about doing in my life. There are so many doors that God has opened. Oh my gosh. Hallelujah. So many doors that God has opened that I'm excited to talk about. And I'm excited to live out, because I'm going to talk about them, but I haven't yet lived them. Like, some of the doors literally just opened, like, yesterday or 2 days ago. But, yeah, so I'm excited about that. I'm excited about, too, being able to focus on my children a little bit more. They're getting older. If you know, summer is now two, y'all. Remember when summer was a baby? Oh, my gosh. Summer is now two, and then I'm about to have a 16-year-old in November. That is crazy. That's crazy to me. So I'm excited about that, too, because I have so many plans for that as well. And if you know me, then you know I ain't never stopped being a mama. I'm always be a good mom. I've been a great mom since I was 16. But at the same time, I don't have that huge responsibility on me to where now I have to be a wife. Because when you follow the order of the Bible, it's God, then your spouse, then your children, then all these other things and all of that. And I'm excited because now I don't have that responsibility no more. So, yes. So, and then my friends, oh my gosh, like my best friend moved to Houston. Shout out to Kayla. We moved her to Houston. Oh my Jesus. That was a hefty trip, but we moved her to Houston. So now I got somewhere else to visit. So my friends, then some of the friendships I've developed over the course of time since moving back home. And then the most exciting part, oh my gosh, I didn't get to share, but I'll share now. I started a BU Black Girl group when I moved back home. I didn't want to, but the Holy Spirit was telling me to. And, oh my God, I will get into that a little bit more in its own episode as well. I know we will be shooting a marriage podcast. I'm going to kind of see where we going and what direction we going in. I know I got the green light to talk about so many things. Now, I do believe the marital podcast will be next. The season of the marital podcast will be next. However, I don't know. Because the BU Black Girl group, too. Like, that's like neck and neck. Like, because I want to bring some of the guests on, too. So we could talk and so y'all can see what all God has been doing by being in community. So that in hopes that you find your tribe. You take a bold step to find a church. You take a bold step to find a Bible study group. You take a bold group to find a group of people that allows you to be yourself and live out loud, knowing that you don't have to dim your light. You don't have to suppress who you really are, and feel supported in all these great things and still add value to the things that you are involved in. So I started the BU Black Girl group back in March. We were meeting in public. And then now we're meeting virtual and we will be going back in person, public. I meant in person, y'all. We were meeting in person first and then we went virtual for a bit and we've been virtual for a little bit right now. But so we do Zoom calls every Wednesday, 6 o'clock, 6 to 7:30. Yes. Well, 6 to 7 when we meet in person, it's 6 to 7:30. But anyway. We started back in March and oh my God, the group has grown so much. It's a lot of girls. So I can't really tell you how many, but I know it's about 15 to 20, something like that. And it's been so beautiful and so intimate and I cannot wait for y'all to meet some of them to just see what all God has been doing and how God uses community. I just can't wait for y'all to see how God uses community because ultimately a lot of people have believed that they can't pursue Christ because they're going to be the only one doing it. And they're not going to have nobody that's understanding and blah, blah, blah. That's not true. And it's not a Christian group, by the way. It's not like a group where you have to be saved or anything like that. It's just to teach. If you know the brand, BU Black Girl, that I started some years ago, then you know the mission behind it, which is to basically allow Black women to live in authenticity, being themselves, knowing that it doesn't have to make sense to nobody else. That you still hold value, you still have something to offer, and that I don't have to make you feel less than because it's you have something that I don't have or I have something that you don't have. It's okay to live in your truth and to be honest about who you are and who you want to be, and we don't have to compete against each other because if God ran out of purpose, then we both wouldn't be standing here because God would say, I have no more purpose. So we won't have any more people. But we as Black girls have been conditioned to believe that we have to go against each other. When in reality, God says two heads are better than one. So being a community is actually going to be more beneficial because you have something to offer. I have something to offer and they have something to offer. In the moment we allow ourselves to see and, you know, soak in and apply the differences amongst all of us, then you will understand how everybody has something to offer and that you can learn from anybody, no matter what their circumstances are, no matter what they look like, they dress like, what degrees they do or don't have. We limit ourselves as Black women to being exposed to diversity because, oh, she got to be this or she got to be that. My friend group got to have an aesthetic, woo-doo-woo, blah, blah, blah. So I'm changing the narrative and it's been so amazing to see. It's been so fruitful. God has been in it every step of the way and I'm grateful for that. So I've been doing that and oh my goodness, it's been so beautiful. It's been so beautiful, literally. Can't wait to talk about that a little bit more. So that was another thing that I've been doing in this season of my life that I can't wait to share with y'all. Let me think, anybody else, anything else? I did break my celibacy. I'm not celibacy because people say celibacy is like if you never, you know, had relations before. I broke my abstinence. I've been abstinent for over a year and some change, like a year and 2 months, actually, like over a year and 2 months. And I broke my abstinence. So we'll talk about that as well. And maybe, ooh, because I have two friends. I'm not laughing because it's funny, but I'm just saying, like, we human, bro. And I love that about me. I was telling my friends this the other day. I was saying the most thing I love about myself is the fact that nobody can't make me feel bad. Nobody can't make me feel bad about who I am. Nobody can't make me. When I say feel bad, that's what I'm talking about. Because ultimately, I don't do things to hurt people's feelings intentionally or nothing like that. I'm not a mean girl, truly a girl's girl. But I say that to say, like, nobody can make me feel bad about the things that I talk about. Nobody can make me feel about living in my truth. Nobody can make me feel bad about, you know, living out loud and knowing that I'm not perfect. I'm persistent, and I'm also disciplined, and I'm also a disciple. So I love that the most about me is that I can share these things that some people literally cry themselves to sleep about. I can share these things that some people take to the grave. I can share these things that some people's closest friends don't even know. And I can share these things that some people really want to know. I'm not the only one going through what I'm going through. So I love that the most about me is that I'm going to tell y'all the tea. So maybe my two friends, who I won't say their names, but they broke their abstinence journey as well. Maybe we could try to get something lined up to where all three of us could talk. That would be really good because all of us are in various places on our walk with Christ. And we all, well, not all of us, two of us had the goal of, me and my other homegirl, had the goal of abstaining until marriage. And then my other friend, she just has the goal of, like, you know, until God sends her right one or whatever. So if they can, if we can all make it on our calendar to be in the same location at the same time, we'll make it possible and make it happen. If not, I'm still going to cover that on my own. So I am excited to talk about that because the girls need to know. Okay. And I'm just excited to be myself. I'm just so excited to be living in my best days. This is like life after divorce, life after going through something that you thought could have possibly broke you, but in reality, it built you. And I'm excited. I'm thrilled. I have so many plans because, and I'm going to wrap this up because we're already at like 47 minutes and I only wanted it to be an hour long because this is kind of, like I said, just an intro so that you can know I'm back and that I am prepping and I am doing things that, you know, I desire to do and things that will allow us to be back talking that talk again. So, but I'm living in my best days. I'm excited. I'm thrilled. I do desire to, you know, do like I used to do, which is shoot the podcast weekly and upload weekly. I am going to do a bunch of things. I vlogged. That's what I was getting at earlier. Sorry. I vlogged on my way to divorce. I vlogged on my way to go get a divorce. I had to travel out of the state. As I'm in North Carolina, he's in Arkansas. It was 32 hours. 16. I'm going to say 16 both ways because I had to stop a couple of times and take a couple of naps. But I drove straight there, stayed one day, drove straight back, and I did it all by myself, and I vlogged video footage. So if you do only listen to the audio part of the podcast, which streams on like Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Verbal, Reason, Google, I don't think Google Podcasts is a thing anymore, actually, Amazon, all of that. Those are just various ways you can listen. But if you do listen and you don't watch the YouTube, which this YouTube might actually be a little bit boring because, I mean, it's not boring because I'm never doing nothing in the YouTubes. I'm literally always just sitting on the couch. I'm doing the same thing. I'm just sitting in a chair at the library. But when you go to listen to the audio part, you probably won't get that portion of the segment just because is video footage. I vlogged my journey from North Carolina to Arkansas. I was originally going to fly, but God had other plans, which I don't really want to get into right now because we got to have something to talk about. This is just to keep y'all on y'all toes so y'all can come back and be like, oh my God, I want to know what it was she was talking about. But so I did. I drove 16 there, 16 back. And It was just, sorry, dang. It hit me in my mouth. It's the best thing ever. So, life after divorce. I'm excited and I'm thrilled. And I'm just happy to be back here. Oh my gosh. Today I was a little, mind you, I was supposed to shoot this podcast last week. Before we wrap up, because I got about 10 minutes. I was supposed to shoot this podcast last week. Oh my God, it's been so busy with my children being sick, y'all. Oh my Lord. One had appendicitis and had to get his appendix removed. My baby girl got sick, and oh my God, when she gets sick, she rarely ever gets sick. Y'all know my kids breastfed, so they got that good immune system, except my oldest. But everybody else got that good immune system. And so she gets sick. Oh my God, when she gets sick, you got to take 50 of them days off of work because she's so critical. You can't do nothing with her. So then I had that. Then one of my younger boys ended up getting sick. And mind you, all of this is like coinciding. Like one can't get better before the other. And I was in the hospital a few days with my younger boy, my youngest son, Asher. Maybe I should call y'all, say their names. Asher, because he had appendicitis. So he had to be rushed to a hospital, then rushed to a pediatric hospital to get his appendix removed. Summer gets sick. And then Maddox gets sick. And then that lasts for forever. And today, Aiden is sick. So I was supposed to shoot this podcast last week, but duty calls. And I'm only one person. And it's just me. Y'all know how my family set up. I really don't got that, like, family dynamic to where my mother's available and my father's available, blah, blah, blah. But shout out to my dog, BB. That's my girl, too. I can't wait to have her on the podcast as well, as she is a close friend of mine, my best friend, too, and also in the BU Black Girl group, and just my kid's aunt. Like, oh, my God, that's been my anchor also in this season of my life. So she does help with my children, and she will watch them. So when Summer was out of school and I had to work, she did it. Same with Maddox and all of this good stuff. But anyway, I was supposed to shoot last week and I had to cancel. So I was like, man, I gotta definitely get it out today. I have been fasting with Kayla for the past 30 days. And boy, has this been probably one of the wildest 30 days of my life. Can't wait to talk about that as well. I have so many things like in my notes that I want to cover. We're gonna go over so many things and it's gonna be so sweet, so good. I do have plans to do merch. I know people have been asking me, like, when BU Black Girl merch gonna come out, blah, blah, blah. I also, some seasons ago, yes, I was telling y'all how I had dropped a Christian merch line to coincide with the podcast, to promote the podcast and stuff. I do have plans for that as well. This is literally God opening up a door for me to be able to start pulling in some things. So I have so much in store for us. I'm so happy that we back. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to have went through the things that I went through, and I'm so happy to have made it out. So other than that, I think I might have covered everything, possibly. Like I said, I just wanted to get up here and let y'all know that I'm back. Let you know that I've missed you so much. Oh, my God. And y'all, another thing I didn't tell y'all. Look at me. I've been working out. Look. I don't know if you can see me. Y'all ain't gonna be able to see me on the audio for sure. But I've been working out. Not going to the gym because I'm not a gym girly. I'm just not lifting no weights. I don't want to be a bodybuilder or nothing like that. But I've been running. Now, I haven't ran in the last, I ain't ran in the last couple weeks, like consistently, because rain and my children being sick. So it has really derailed me, and I'm actually feeling like I'm so unconditioned right now that I'm going to have to go back out and reprogram my body to remember that, hey, we do run. But I've been running a mile to 2 miles every day to keep I love running. So it's not to keep my head sane. It just helps. It helps me stay in a great mental place. It helps me stay in a great place of like humility. It helps me to like pace myself. It helps me to like breathe properly. And then it better overall helps my health. I have a lot of energy. I've been a runner since I was in high school. Preferably, now when I was in high school, I ran like hurdles and stuff like that. So it wasn't really like long distance, like cross country or nothing like that. But now that's my thing. I love long distance running. I don't prefer to sprint. My bones are too brittle for that. But it's just been so amazing to get back to running and to get back to the things that I'm passionate about, the things that I love, the things that make me me, and the things that help me be who I am. So I don't think I have anything else to cover. I have missed you all. I look forward to our talks, and I look forward to the guests that will come and the things that I have plans for concerning this podcast, because we finna take it up a notch, okay? Periods. But yeah, if I don't have nothing, you don't have nothing, we don't have nothing. Until next time, I'll be here. You be here, and don't meet me here, beat me there. Don't meet me here, beat me here, okay? Period. So yeah, if nothing, I love you all. It's been amazing to get up here and to speak to you all. And until next time, this is your girl Samantha, and this is my podcast.